had bad reputation, but she won't have discussions with Jesus about worship, true worship. Where we need worship to God? On the mountains, Gerizim, where Samarians, Samaria people worship to God, or Temple of Jerusalem. Woman had bad reputations, but she won't talk about worship of God. Jesus answered to she, it's bad, not it's bad start for discussions about worship of God. Don't matter where you worship to God, on the mountains or on the temple, in the temple or in field of woods, don't matter. Very important worship to God, my heart, my life.
Amen.
Very important for worship to God, we need to know who is God. Samaritan's religion and Jewish religions very different. Was different. Samaritan's holy scriptures, only five book Moses. Samaritans reading only five book Moses. His theology, his knowledge about God, only for five book Moses. Jewish, he reading all Old Testament. He knows who is God. Samaritans religions don't have correct knowledge about God. Samaritans have bad knowledge about attributes of God's attribute. And Jesus said to this woman, "You worship, you know not that, because Samaritans don't know who is God. He don't had true knowledge about God, and Jewish had. We must worship to true God, but often people worship idols." A lot of people worship to idols. I don't speak about icon. I don't speak about stone idols. No. About theological idols. A lot of people don't have correct knowledge about God. Sometimes when I'm speaking to people, he have discussions about God, about Bible. He told me, "Oh no, my God is different. I don't believe your God." I said, "This is your problem. You don't believe true God. You look same Samaritans. You take one part of Bible and believe only one part of Bible. You won't read all Bible. Armenians' favorite Bible text of Bible, John 3:16. God loves all." Hey, you forgot Epistle of Hebrew. Or God, fire. Remember? God fire. Not only love. God is judge. Yeah, God is holy. God is sovereignty. This is true God. If you believe only, like only one part of Bible, you worship to idol. Your idol, not physical idol. It's spiritual idol in your head, in your mind, in your things. And we need very important reading all Bible. Yeah, sometimes when I'm reading Bible, my heart rebellion, because Bible told me about sovereignty of God, about absolute predestination, all things in my life. It's hard for our heart, because we want rulers our life. Sometimes in Russian people, Russian teenagers, like tattoo, my life, my rules. it's not correct. My life, but God rules. And Jesus said with woman, you don't know who is God. We need reading Bible about true knowledge of God. People invent an idol for themselves and call it God. Doesn't matter what people say about God. Very important what God says about himself. Very important what God says about himself. Jesus said to she, it's true worship to God. It's a worship in spirit and true. Spirit and true. What is this worship in spirit? Sometimes Christian, other churches use it. Music and smoke, special light. He like emotions and call to him. It's a, oh, God touch me, God touch me. Yeah, it's not worship in spirit. It's a worship in flesh. Because for worship you need light, you need music, you need attributes, religion's attributes. It's not worship in spirit. Worship in spirit when you can worship to God and you don't need nothing. You don't need nothing. Because God lives in your heart. Worship in spirit, it's a worship to God from our heart, when our heart humbling before God. Worship in spirit is not only emotions. Worship in spirit is when we understanding who is God. God is spirit. And we need spiritual worship to God. Who can worship in spirit? Who can worship in spirit to God? Only born again person. Only born again person can worship in spirit. Jesus say born from flesh, it's flesh. Born from spirit, it's spirit. If people don't have new heart from God, he doesn't worship to God in spirit. Don't matter where he will worship. This church or temple in Jerusalem. If your heart not regenerated, you can't worship to God. Worship in spirit. And worship in true. This is both. We can't separate it. I remember one lady, she told me, you know, all Christians have different worship. Baptist churches worship in true. Charismatics worship in spirit. I say, what? If you worship in spirit, It's worship in true. If you worship in true, it's worship in spirit. We can differ, we can separate it. If you worship in spirit, but you don't have true, what is spirit? Holy Spirit is the spirit of true. If your church and your denominations and your pope don't believe in true, no spirit. Only bad spirit. No good spirit. No Holy Spirit. Worship in true when we can worship in true when from pulpit proclamation true gospel. Proclamation word of God. Not fantasy of preachers. No human traditions. only word of God. Clear, clear word of God. This worship in true. What is worship in true? It's a worship in New Testament worship. Worship in spirit, worship in true. It's a New Testament, of New Testament worship. Reading in New Testament. It's New Testament worship, very, very simple. Reading Bible, pray, fellowship, and Lord's Supper. No show, no concert, no jazz band, musical band, bluegrass band, no horse, no whore. Yeah, only we, I am, and God. I am and God. I don't need emotions. I don't need false emotions, human emotions. I need worship in spirit and true to God. We need pray about our heart. Sometimes our heart very, 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 very hard for worship. We go to church, we sit down, we singing, we listen sermon and leave. No change our heart. Worship in spirit. When I'm go to church, go to service, and when I'm back home from service, church service, if I have change in my life, this is worship in spirit. Worship in truth. May God bless you. Thank you.
Amen, brother. Thank you.